Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rockin' and Tracy show. I'm excited for some reason today because it's almost going to be like 50. And didn't you say you stopped at the store this morning? People wearing shorts?
I did. I don't know what it is with the people, at least at the Quick Trip where I live out in West Shawnee.
Yeah.
What was it earlier the week when we had the day it was supposed to snow? What was it? Like 5 degrees when
it
I went to work?
Five.
And it was cold. And they're wearing shorts. And I asked him, I'm like, are you crazy? No, I'm warm natured.
They're just comfortable. All right, we're waiting on our guest, right?
Yeah, she should be calling any second now. We are excited to talk to Paige David. She's going to be calling us because she's getting ready to hop on a plane and come to Kansas City for the KC Remodel and Garden Show. And we want to talk to her all about the reboot of Trading Spaces.
On this episode of Trading Spaces, two sets of neighbors trade houses for 2 days, two rooms, 2 days, and only $2,000 each. The journey is about to begin. Do you have the spirit?
Yay!
Good morning, the Rocket and Teresa show.
Hi, it's Paige.
Hi, Paige. How are you doing?
It's Paige Davis. Hi. Hi.
We're very excited that you're coming to Kansas City for the KC Remodel and Garden Show, and we're super excited to talk to you about Trading Spaces.
Yahoo!
Were you excited when they told you that it was coming back?
Oh, gosh, yes. Very excited. And was really hoping I would get it, be part of it.
Almost all the original people are coming back, correct?
Yep, all the legacy designers, and Ty Pennington is coming back, and also Carter Osterhaus is back. Yeah, and me. It's really exciting.
It's going to premiere on TLC on April 7th. Was it pretty easy to just slip right back into the swing of things as if you'd never stopped?
It was exactly like slipping into the swing of things as if we'd never stopped.
How do you make people feel so comfortable when they're on the show?
Well, I'm a nice person.
No, I get it. I just don't know if I'd want anybody in my house. I think it's just a...
That's just you, Rocky.
That's just
you don't
me.
Want anyone near your home.
Like, this is weird, but I get it.
Well, usually the people who sign up to Trade Spaces are, in general in life, they're up for crazy adventures. They're up for trying something new. Almost all the homeowners I meet are very fun and fun-loving, and they... you really have to sort of take it very, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. You just have to go with the flow because there really isn't a guarantee that you're going to love it in the end. Although most of the time they do, almost all the time, the homeowners do love their rooms in the end. But there's always the chance that it's just going to throw you for a loop. One of them was a woman who said very specifically she did not want brown, and she was very, very upset. You have to understand, though, that room was, by the sheer nature of the fact that the room has to be finished in 2 days, and the designers can only spend the budget allotted, which this go-around is $2,000, not $1,000. The room has to be shopped ahead of time. So Laurie, who is the designer on that episode, she brought all this great fabric from Mississippi, and she was ready to go with that room. And it wasn't until we showed up at that person's house that she said in an interview, "I hate brown." Now, the room is planned, and of course the editors are going to use that soundbite because they know that Laurie used like a taupey brown in the room, but it wasn't this Machiavellian takeover of this woman to force her to like brown. It's what happened. The room was beautiful. It was actually a really lovely room, but she had a problem.
I just want to know, as the host, how do you handle that situation? Because you're supposed to be the one that's kind of the liaison, and it must have been so awkward.
It was awkward, and it makes me sad. I mean, you get to know these people over the 2 days, and it's a very, very intense experience. And I liken it to going to camp. You're away at camp for a week, and you suddenly have your best friend for your entire life. You feel like you've known them 10 years, right? So it's a very intense experience. We all get very close for all intents and purposes. And we get to know them. We see their family albums and we get to hear about all their kids and everything. So, it makes me sad if someone opens their eyes and they don't like the room. And the best thing I can do is just listen. What would you do if any friend of yours was going through a hard time, or they didn't like something or they were disappointed in something? You would just listen.
Outside of the budget, is this a true seamless redo or can we expect some other changes?
It really is just like the old show. There's one really cool added element that has to do with a sponsor, but it's very seamless and it's very in line with the format of the show. And in fact, it puts more power into the neighbor's hands, the team that's working on the room, which is really great. Because of course, the designer tends to really have all the power and it's up to the neighbors to execute it properly and make it look good. And everything else is really just the same. It really felt like we were just shooting the old shows again, and it was so neat to be reunited with really my family. We don't we don't really think of each other as friends. We actually really think of each other more like brothers and sisters. And that's how we relate to one another. It's how we get along. And it really felt like just falling right back into family in a good way, not a dysfunctional way.
Real fast, Paige, because I know we're running out of time. What can we expect? What are you going to be doing at the KC Remodel and Garden Show when you're here this weekend?
Well, I really am just going to be talking about trading spaces. I know everybody has a lot of questions. Everybody wants to know about their favorite designers and different things that are coming up. And, you know, I'll be definitely meeting people, and I want to hear from everybody what they love about the series. And it'll be a real Q&A type situation. So it should be very casual, and I should be out amongst you all, and I can't wait to meet everybody. So please come down.
And it is going on all weekend long at the American Royal, Friday through Sunday, the KC Remodel and Garden Show. We actually have two family four packs that we're going to give away right now. So we'll do the first and second caller. Yay! 576-7093. And of course, you can see Paige when Trading Spaces premieres Saturday, April 7th at 8 o'clock Central Time on TLC. Thank you so much for calling this morning, Paige.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thanks, Teresa. Bye. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.